Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray, I've said this before, but I do pray that it is food for you. I do pray that it can be a help for you, an encouragement, that it can strengthen you, that you can seek to follow the Lord more and more closely. You know, I've just begun reading a report, perhaps you've seen it, a report of how many people are leaving the church. How many people, just seems by huge amounts, are leaving the church. You know, our gods are the world. Our gods are what entertainment offers us, or sports. And believe me, I love good sports. So I'm not against any of that, but it has superseded the place that the Lord needs to occupy in our minds, in our hearts, and in our actions. So we're entering a time where our faith is, I think, very much under scrutiny and very much ignored by many, many people. And what I want to say to you, please, brothers and sisters, take your gift of faith seriously. Don't assume it. Pray that your faith may be increased. That even if dark times come, even if people say things to you, even if people exclude you, you don't have to go around preaching. Just encourage your own faith and then the faith of those around you. Because we are facing some very challenging times. And I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to be depressed. What I want us to do is fight. And we can fight by strengthening our own faith and putting our own faith into practice and in teaching it to others, helping others, not just a lot of ritual. The percentage, brothers and sisters, of Catholics in this country who don't believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist is phenomenal. Many, many want to give up. Something like 70% don't believe that Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharist. I want you to ponder that. And I want you to ask yourself some questions. What am I doing with my faith? Do I take it for granted? Or is it my bulwark? Is it the place where I can lean, where I can stand, where I can act, speak courageously when that is needed? Where is my faith? Take some time now. Don't go out about all kinds of other people. Just think about yourself. Where is my faith? How strong is it? What am I doing to increase it? And I'll be saying more about that in the future weeks, but for now, just think. Assess your own life, not everybody else's, your life. How strong is my faith? How much is it a part of my life? Or is it only something that comes up on Sundays, if that? Brothers and sisters, just ask yourself, how strong is it? Am I ready to pay the price? I'm talking about death here. Am I willing to pay the price of fidelity by praying for those who don't believe? By asking God to have mercy upon us and increase our faith once more. We've taken it for granted in many ways, and now there are thousands of people not taking it for granted. They just say it isn't there. God is not there. Brothers and sisters, take a look at your own soul. Don't worry about your cousins right now. Don't worry about your sons or your daughters. Worry first of all about you. Bring you to the Lord. Ask the Lord to increase your faith. And then, in the same prayer, ask the Lord to increase the strength of your family. Stay right there, yourself, and then your family. I'll say more about this later, but I want to encourage you, let us not take our faith for granted. Today, in the readings, we look at St. Paul Miki and his companions. It happened in Japan between the 16th and the 17th centuries. There were Japanese Jesuit Paul Miki and his companions, including 16 Japanese laymen, four of whom were just boys. Fearful that the missionaries represented the vanguard of an impending conquest by European forces, the shogun Hideyoshi ordered the men to be marched 400 miles from Miyako to Nagasaki with blood streaming down their faces as a sign of their disgrace. Their ears had been cut. In Nagasaki, each was bound to a cross and killed with a lance. And they were canonized in the year 1862. What would you do today? Would you run? Would you hide? Would you ignore? Or would you play your part? I'm not asking you to do anything for anyone else right now. Just play your part. What can you do to increase your faith? What can you do to strengthen it? How often do you read this scripture? How often do you read the readings of the day carefully and apply them to your own life, not to your relatives or friends, but to your life? Let's take a look at ourselves first, brothers and sisters. I'll be saying more about this in the weeks to come, but I want to encourage you to take a serious look at your faith, especially in the light right now of so many Catholics losing their faith. Catholics who don't believe in the Eucharist, Catholics who don't believe in the real presence of Christ, Catholics who don't believe that the Word of God is living, it's active, it has power to change our lives. It's not a miracle, it's a work that we cooperate with God in, and the more we cooperate, the more grace we receive to grow in our faith. So don't look at anybody else, just take a look at yourself right now. I'll be saying more about this again in the future. Today we look at the first book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, and then verses 10 to 12. When the time of David's death drew near, he gave these instructions to his son Solomon. I am going the way of all flesh. Take courage and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord your God, following his ways. Observe his statutes, his commands, his ordinances and decrees as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do, wherever you turn, and the Lord may fulfill the promise he made on my behalf when he said, if your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and with their whole soul, you shall always have someone of your line on the throne of Israel. David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon was seated on the throne of his father David, with his sovereignty firmly established. Look what David said. What advice did he give to his son? What did he do? Are you passing on your faith? Are you encouraging? Are you praying for your grandchildren, your cousins, nieces and nephews? Are you praying for them that faith may grow strong in them? Because our present climate is not exactly favorable to Christianity. It's easy, so to speak, to ignore that aspect of life when it should be the most important one in all of our lives, every one of us. I speak this for myself as well. So please take a look at the level of your faith. Ask God for strength. You are exalted over all, Lord. That's true. That's what he is, and that's what the First Chronicles tells us for the responsorial psalm today. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. Lord, you are exalted over all. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Do we honor God for the gift of faith he has given us? Do we thank him? Do we nurture it in ourselves? Do we seek to grow and not just say, oh, yeah, I have faith? Do we really have faith? That way, if times should get hard, are we willing to stand for our faith? The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. And he said to them, wherever you enter a home, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. What I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, is not to repeat what's here, but to ask yourself, are you continuing to grow among your friends, among the people you work with, among your relatives? Are you seeking to strengthen your faith? Our faith can never be too strong. We need greater faith. And that doesn't mean necessarily, and first of all, going out and talking to other people, but it does mean ourselves, first of all. What am I doing? You know, I've taken some time regularly, two or three times a week. I've been taking some time recently to just stop and say, how much do I live in faith? How active is my faith in me? And you can say, oh, well, yeah, you're a nun. That's what you're supposed to do. All of us are supposed to do that. All of us. And if my faith is weak, and sometimes it's been weakened by external circumstances, by difficulties and challenges, but I've always clung to it and asked God to increase my faith. And he does. Silently, quietly, but he does do it. He helps us. So what you want to do is, first of all, look at yourself. Then your spouse, if you're married, with him. And then your children and your grandchildren. Look close at home and your friends. I don't mean to go out preaching. I just mean to honestly look at and start praying and watch what God does. You don't have to preach unless God brings it up in a conversation. It's very easy for you to say something. Begin that way. Ask God, Lord, let faith grow in my family. Please increase our faith. Please, Lord, have mercy upon us. Stand with us in this time of such a lack of faith. Lord, help us to grow. Help us to cling to this precious, precious gift that you have given to each one of us. Do I ever stop and think about it that way? That my faith is a gift. Is it active in me? Is it growing in me? Lord Jesus, even now as we listen to this program, I just ask you, Lord, touch the hearts of those who listen, that their faith in you may increase. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.